FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's FA Cup tie up at Blyth Spartans. But before that, it's to Tuesday's league game against Bamba Bridge at Broadhurst Park. To hear now if the Reds could get back to winning ways in the league, it's over to FC Live with all the action.
As FC United on the halfway line with the ball, and it's Main now goes one way, plays a lovely ball through. It's an opportunity for FC United. The match is going to make it 1-0. Oh, they don't! Because the initial save was from the goalkeeper and it ricocheted back, it came off the goalkeeper. The ball was played through by Cedric Main, did really well, played the ball through to Holmes. Holmes took the shot, hit the goalkeeper's leg, and it ricocheted back off Holmes and it just went slightly wide of the goal, and quite fortuitous the visitors there not to go 1-0 down.
And Yates now, edge of the box, good work from Yates, and he tries it. Bates with a shot, just over the bar. Well, it was great work from Yates. He managed to feed the pass through to Ewan Bange, and it just shaved the crossbar there.
Donoghue just below us now in the commentary position where we can see, can he get the ball beyond the defender? No, he can't. But he wins the ball back well. And here comes Smith now. Sinclair Smith plays it out left-hand side again. Cedric Mann now. He's got an opportunity. Will he be selfish? No, he's not. Plays the ball in offside decision. The ball's in the back of the net. But again...
Oh, and Linney, poor Linney, south to celebrate. But he's...
Again, be selfish in that position, Cedric. Be selfish. The referee's going to the VAR to have a look, apparently. That's what he looked like. Then he looked like he signals as if I'm going to have a look at something. Then he realised it was the Northern Premier League. As FC now, left-hand side. Nice ball played in. Linney on the ball. He's in an onside position. Can he whip it in? He's looking to get the shot away. He does get the shot away. He gets a deflection and it falls to Sinclair Smith. In the penalty, he does really well. Ball comes across. Opportunity. Goal! Oh, that's absolutely superb. And the debutant, Bradley Holmes, fires in from 6 yards. But that was good work on the left side. Ball gets whipped across. Sinclair Smith, his pace, beats the defender, whips it in, and there he is on his debut, and he's put it in, and that's what you want from a centre forward. And there's FC United's Cedric Mann trying to win this ball. He does really well. The referee says no free kick. He uses his shoulder, plays a nice ball in to Linney. Ball comes across, it should be 2. Oh, and a gamble there required. As the ball played not particularly deep, and FC United's Cedric Mann tries to come and win the ball, and he does well there, man. And then he can chase the ball up, he'll place it through the middle, and there's an opportunity. FC United's cook on it. Can he make it 2? Good defending, but he still has it. He chips it across. First time shot comes in, he's charged off the line, and they come away with it again.
That was heroic defending.
It was absolutely superb. Threw his body in there, and FC have to defend. That will be it, though. No more time for Bamba Bridge, and a welcome return to winning ways for FC United of Manchester in, I have to say, a pulsating game, fought in a great manner. Two teams playing good quality football, working hard, trying to find out who could pick the key, who could unlock the key in this game. And it turned out it was the debutant Bradley Holmes on loan, who signed only at 5 o'clock this afternoon for FC United Manchester, on loan from Blackpool. Together with about what seems about 7 players that are actually all on loan from Blackpool, playing for either the teams, and a really, really important win. And it was the manner of the performance that Neil would be more happy with, I would have thought.
It was all there at the end, where FC fought for every ball. They didn't give Bamba Bridge a millisecond on the ball, and they just and not in a, bullied them in, you know, in a footballing way, not in a overly physical way. And everything that Neil Reynolds would have wanted from his team after the disappointment of Saturday was there. It was, as we discussed, and you know, those details, like you spoke about Regan Linney, when it's so easy to clatter into a defender with a back to goal, standing him up and making sure that he in the end just has to put it back to the keeper. But they just, Bamber Bridge in the end just couldn't get out. So for you, you would give it to Curtis Jones, man of the match, would you?
I think his overall game was superb. He worked really, really well. And for me, yeah, I think I think Cedric Mann, I mean, on another day, his work rate was outstanding. He put pressure on the defenders. He closed down play really, really well. And equally, he was unselfish when perhaps he should have been selfish. I think if he'd been more selfish and he got a shot away, and even hadn't scored but got a save, he's certainly up there this evening. I'm very impressed with him. I'd like to see him working with someone else, you know, playing off him, because he's got an abundance of energy. He works hard. I think for me, I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts, guys? You watched the game as well.
Baker's in. I mean, we'll get Paul in quickly while he's with us. Any thoughts from you about a man of the match, Paul?
The dangerous thing is we always say Potts, and the manager keeps saying Potts as well. I thought he drove us brilliant there from the midfield.
And Baker is as well, another great feat. He's had a few man of the matches this season. But I think Curtis Jones was, I think. Casey gave the ball away in the first half, but really it was his the tenacity, let's get it in there, it was that and determination, but I think that spread right throughout the side, and don't forget Bamber Bridge fourth in the table, looking good this season.
That's leading goal scorers.
I'd like to just throw out two names, Baker and Morris. The Markin Bange, who scored 7 goals this season out of 9 matches, he's only failed to score in 2 games. Make that 3 now.
Yeah.
Well, it was what was interesting actually is that his aerial presence wasn't tonight as good as perhaps it has been, because FC were resolute in their marking of him. He got a good shot away in the first half, which was, I think, the goalkeeper would have got for FC. But I think the pairing. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Aaron Morris. Always have been. As soon as he came to this football club, I watched him. I liked him. I liked the way he works. I like his reading of the game, and for me, that pairing of him, and it's the first time I've seen Drew Baker. He's got a little bit of. There was 2 centre halves that play for FC United that went on to better things, and he's got a little bit of both of that in him.
Tom Davis and Ragland.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him. I think he worked well, and that's a good partnership. I think that partnership could be. A partnership that can build over the season, and you can utilise as they did tonight, Curtis Jones in that more forward role.
Well, we've seen him play there, and he's had his best performances playing number 4, Curtis Jones.
Yeah, we seem to save him up for certain big games.
Nantwich, last season, whatever season it was now.
We save him up for the very difficult games, and he always shines.
It's that thing, though, he's something different. You see, you might have Donoghue. In the number 4, and you get a very different number 4 creating the play with Jones. He's not going to give you as much of that, but he is going to give you some steel. So really, depending on the opposition,
he's not a creative midfield player, but what he does is he's there, he wins things, he plays the nice balls, don't get me wrong. With Donoghue, Donoghue's going to be more creative, but I think what you're going to get with someone like Curtis Jones is he's not going to lose the ball in the middle pitch as often as a creative player like Donoghue, because Donoghue is going to try different things in the game, and if he doesn't come off, then you can be snookered, whereas all that Curtis was doing was the same thing, making sure that he was winning the ball, making sure that he was putting balls out to his other players that had the creativity, and equally defending resolutely, and you know, putting his body on the line through the 90 minutes. And I, as you rightly say, you know, he had a man of the match performance. But there were a few of them. But I like the pairing of, as we said, of Drew Baker and Morris. And there's a lot more to come from this team. I mean, you know, this 8 games in,
Well, it's like I said in the build-up, we've not become a bad team just because of the Stafford Rangers match. I mean, it was just one of those games, wasn't it? You're entitled to have them. But it was interesting, we said at our time, you know, I said to you full-time on Saturday, Paul, would you bring them back in? And he did on Monday. And that came across, they were determined. And Tim wants to know who our man of the match is. It's a new thing where he interviews our man of the match.
I think you already he's just interviewed him, I think, believe it or not.
He was being interviewed, Curtis.
Curtis Jones
for us. Curtis, thanks for speaking to us. Obviously, it was a tight game throughout, really. At points, it looked like it wasn't really going to go our way and that we weren't really going to get the goal, but we got it in the end and the 3 points.
We had a game plan. Bang had been flying. So I think the game plan was just to keep their key players out of the game. I think me playing in centre mid, kind of just to try and like show things, breaking the lines and stuff like that, and we'll deal with a footman now, just pick up the pieces. And I think it worked a treat, I really do. I think we could have had a couple. I don't think they had many chances, and we just knew how they've been flying, so I think it was just about kind of the right game plan, and it's worked well.
Yeah, and obviously it was a good result to get, obviously, bounce back from the defeat on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was the main thing. I think it was disappointing on Saturday, and the fans didn't want that, so I think the main thing today was getting 3 points, and a clean sheet was massive. A clean sheet was vital, and we did that, and we didn't look like there was kind of any big chance in the game. I think one towards the end of the first half, but that was it, really. I think that was it.
Yeah, so it was a good performance from yourself, so thanks for speaking to us,
thank
mate.
Thank you, thanks a lot.
Cheers. FC Live's man of the match from last Tuesday, Curtis Jones there, speaking to Will. Let's go to Saturday's match now, and FC United were drawn away to Blyth Spartans in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. Ahead of the game, it was announced that David Chadwick would be succeeding Brian Richardson as assistant manager for the first team. And Tim caught up with Chaddy just before kick-off on Saturday.
Congratulations,
Thank
Cicely.
You. Thank you.
Obviously, it's been a long old coach journey up here, 4 hours and 15 minutes on the coach with a little bit of a stop. Pitch looks in fairly decent nick, the grass is quite short, suits us.
Obviously a long journey up here. We got stuck in a bit of traffic, but you know, we're only 10-15 minutes behind, so the preparation is exactly the same. We just rushed them through a bit to get them out the door. Not ideal, but the lads are preparing right now, and you know, the attitudes are spot on today. The pitch looks like it's a bit dry, if I'm honest. You know, there's no water on it, so it doesn't affect the way we play. We'll keep passing and moving all day long. You know, we're encouraging them today, get on the ball, get it moving quickly. There's no pressure, FA Cup, they're in the league above, so you know, the guys are really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a good game. I mean, I think they're in good form. Obviously, we had that great win on Tuesday, giving the team a lot of belief.
Yeah, I mean, Tuesday was a big one. I mean, the belief's always been there in the players anyway. I know there was a few question marks on the guys, but you know, there's no reason to be. You know, they've worked hard all season. You know, it's been a tough season because the amount of games we're playing with injuries, and he's trying to rotate the rest. And you know, but it's not just us like that. You know, there's a lot of clubs finding it like that. But there's no pressure today, like I said. You know, FA Cup, Blyth Spartans, they're doing well in the league. You know, they've got a good experienced manager from the pro games. He'll try and play football, you know, and they'll come at us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to FC Live. This is the aforementioned FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here back at Croft Park. We've not been here in ages for a second qualifying round special of the FA Cup. It's FC United of Manchester against Blyth Spartans. And joining me here at the back of the main stand at Croft Park for this opening bit of the show, we're joined... He's back again, everyone. It's Swampy. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and listeners. The reason why we've not been here for ages is because we got relegated, Ben.
We did get relegated.
About three seasons ago.
But it's good to be back. While you're here, Swampy, let's have a chat about the form of FC United as we head into this game. A good victory on Tuesday night against Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge were motoring heading into that game, and we did really well. They only had one decent attempt on goal in the whole 90 minutes.
Yeah, well... It's interesting because, you know, there was three players that from Bamber that are first team players at Blackpool. I thought SC did very, very, very well. And obviously, you know, Holmes, made his debut, scored for SC, mm-hmm. and it was a well-taken goal. You know, he's actually played league football. Last season, he played six games in the league itself. It's going to be a tough encounter. They're a team, a division above, good quality players, and FC United and Manchester, well... You would expect them to have to really start this game on the front foot, and I think they will do based upon the fact how we finished the game on Tuesday. It's an opportunity for everyone to put on a show, because football in the North East is loved, no doubt. And if FC can show a team higher up the division in a different league the qualities of what we possess, it should be an enthralling and entertaining encounter.
James, what did you make of the game on Tuesday night?
I thought it was an excellent response. In some ways it was a perfect game, the professionals 1-0 victory. I thought FC were in control of the game for much of the time, and given that Bamber Bridge were up there amongst the playoff places at the moment in this early stage, I thought it was a great response. And I think what the main thing is that FC got the ability to make those performances every time, and that's what they need to start doing week in, week out, not have avoid lapses as there were 7 days ago at home.
Well, now you're back, Swamper. I think it's now time for the return of team news.
And we have it back. Well, yes. The technology.
The interesting thing about the team news this week is that it's actually our team news, because we called this team on the team bus.
Well, when you say we, in all fairness, I named the team, and then you went,
"I'm going to do the same team as you."
I was going to do the same team as you.
However, you didn't. And when Neil said to me, "How do you know that?" It's exactly. And we guessed even the bench, with the exception of one name we didn't expect.
I called him.
You called him a lot of things, in fairness.
I knew he'd be here.
You knew he'd be here?
Yeah, I knew he'd be here. When it was announced he was going to be assistant manager, I knew he was going to be here today. Happy birthday to Mr. Dave Chadwick, by the way.
We're talking about David Chadwick, by the way.
I mean, with regards to the back four, it was so good, like you said, on Tuesday night.
You couldn't change it round. There was no need to, and you're playing against really good opposition, so you've got to keep that team that kept a clean sheet. And is that the same format? It's going to be the same format and the same... for Curtis Jones again playing just in front of the back four, and hopefully shoring up that midfield and working with them, so that should be very good. I'm looking forward again to seeing the quality of Cedric Mann. We did discuss it, James, as always, speaking to
well,
the players.
Well, Cedric thinks it's Maine, so that's good
enough
for me.
Yeah, what does he know about the pronunciation of his own name, James?
Yeah, exactly.
Shall we call you Jams from now on?
Jams. No, I mean, I was very impressed with him on Tuesday. I think he's a hard kind of player, because he's very quick in spurts. You know, he's that 5 second boom, he's gone, and he holds a ball well. And I think, you know, if we can add goals to his game, he could be very, very influential for FC United. But he's got to work from the front well, and as has Bradley Holmes today. They've got to close down their defenders, not let them work. Not give them the opportunity to just come out of their own final third easily. Make sure that we continuously press from the front, and you know we've got a good chance here this afternoon. I mean,
interesting that Cedric, when he first arrived, he said he likes wearing number 10, and everyone thought, oh, but he's a number 9. Transpires, he is a number 10. He needs a number 9 alongside him, and we saw that, didn't we, on Tuesday night?
Yeah. I mean, for me, his work rate, he was doing the job of two players to a certain degree. And obviously, you know, Bradley Holmes coming in as a number 9. I don't know how long the loan is from Blackpool. But, you know, they could hopefully strike up a nice partnership. And if they can do that, that's going to be beneficial for FC.
Well, the last time we were here, it was during our relegation season, wasn't it? And it was a fantastic 3-0 victory for FC United. A performance like that would be good this afternoon.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, there's no points on offer today, but there is the next round of the FA Cup to consider. So, what we're going to get today, I would expect, is football.
Sorry, that was just funny, wasn't it?
And football played in the right way, the right manner, one would hope. And hopefully also a very good crowd. I mean, the traffic coming up here was horrendous.
That's the disclaimer on this performance today. We only got off the team bus at about 2:05.
Indeed, yes.
So our commentary might not be as sharp.
I mean,
we arrived
at 1:30, but James wouldn't let anybody off. Yeah, so that was the thing. You know, he was reciting one of his new plays, so the players are like... So if we're not going to perform this afternoon, we're going to blame it on James. Jams.
I mean, that might be a problem, mightn't it?
I think Neil has got them in the right mindset. I think the players themselves, obviously, they appreciate that it's taken longer than they would normally expect. But they got a bit of a stretch out halfway here, and we can't blame a coach journey if we don't play well. So let's just hope we can put the performance in, And as I expect a good game of football. Blyth have always been a footballing team, you know. Robbie Dale is a legend here. I mean, as you approach from the side entrance of the ground on the side, the gable end of a house, there is actually a mural.
And it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this historic occasion in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup for the season 21-22 up here at Croft Park. It's Swampair, but first, Jams Quinn.
And it's Aaron Morris. Aaron Morris now takes it up to the halfway line, plays it forward. And, and that's nicely taken there. It's a shot! It's just wide! And it was Bradley Holmes. He took it really nicely and then just slid it just by the keeper's right hand upright there, so close.
It was indeed, and he brought it down well, and then he just hit across the goalkeeper, exactly what you want to do. Very unlucky there.
Drew Baker on the halfway line gets ahead to it, nods it down to Aaron Morris. Long ball, Aaron Morris. That's headed for Linney, but it's dealt with and defended well. And FC win the ball on the left-hand side. Now Linney twisting and turning into the box. Linney puts it on his left foot. Still Linney. Oh. But in the end, the towel wins a corner.
But he seemed to be teeing up the shots every opportunity. But he carried on going and carried on going. Got to the right to the sort of like the byline and was trying to get the shot away, and it results in a corner.
Drew Baker's long ball, but unchallenged there was Sean Reid.
It's been a good opening 21 minutes. It's 0-0 still, but it's an enjoyable game. I'd like to just see testing the goalkeepers a little bit more, but in football it doesn't seem to happen all the time.
But here's Dale on the left hand side, a little bit of space for him. Donoghue retreats to cover him. Dale, oh, nice ball there. Cross comes in. Lavican with an awkward one. He does well in the end. It was almost a cross come shot from Devedix, and it almost crept in the top corner, but Lavican equal to it. Having a fine season is Dan Lavican.
Lazy there from FC, but the shot comes in for the penalty area, does it? No, it's held up. The man at the back post, the free shot comes in. It hits the post, and actually a little touch from Lavican put it onto the post, and it's the first real bit of danger that Lavican's had to really deal with, because if he hadn't got that little touch, that was in. His first time shot comes in and it's a goal kick. But it was just FC United just took the right off the ball on the edge of the penalty area, not expecting a player to come through, and they did, and it remains 0-0. He's earning, as you say, earning his coin. Jordan Watson plays it back to Dale, who seems to go into a holding midfield role. The ball now down the right hand side, decent ball into the penalty area required. The ball comes across. Here's an opportunity for shooting volley. Goal.
Well, there were loud and easy overlap there. Live. The ball came across, and it was a very tidy finish by JJ O'Donnell on the half volley. But FC, after looking the better side, just undone.
Much the better team for me, FC United of Manchester, and I said just went to sleep a little bit. The overlap, as you say, right hand side in the penalty area on the edge of the 6 yard box, he's allowed to control it and half volley it, so a little bit disappointing. And well, if FC just continue the way they are, I'm sure there are goals in this team. We just need to get some shots away. Morris needs a call and he doesn't get that call, so he just heads it, and FC United with it back though with Cedric Mayne. Now Mayne on the ball, goes one way, plays it outside. No, he doesn't, he cuts inside. There's Cedric now. Can he get the shot away? He does get a shot away, and the first real save from a Blyth Sparkham perspective. It was comfortable for Alex Mitchell, but I'm glad he had the shot. At least there was the desire to try something from distance there, and again to no avail, but positive.
Placement was excellent, just not enough power.
Picked up beautifully by Dodd. Now whips the ball across field, inside now to Mayne. Can Mayne get the shot away? Does well, superb football. Ball played into the penalty. Can they get the shot away? Linney just wide of the post, but again Cedric Mann with lovely feet, and again great feet. Does he shoot? In my opinion, perhaps he should have, but he lays it out for Linney at an acute angle, and doesn't make the goalkeeper have to work for it.
Yes, and Linney was marked pretty tightly there. It wasn't a very difficult angle, left-footed shots, and not a lot to aim at.
Nice ball to Ennis. Three players around Ennis, though, and he plays it to his skipper, who has to just track back a tad, but he has the ball now.
That's the ball.
That's a great ball, the inside ball. Here's now Dodd. First-time shot comes in. Can it? Yes, it is first-time shot. Oh, he's underplayed. Now another shot comes in. Oh, and completely mishit by Cedric Mayne. That's unfortunate.
but the best move of the game maybe for FC, that slide rule pass, first time cross, two chances there, both of them muffed. Well, it's just over 20 minutes to go here, and FC United looking for an equaliser in this FA Cup tie.
But they're giving the ball away.
All the way now, Wanaka. Nice ball now, Potts. Right on the turn, Cedric Main. He over elaborates, and then he scores. He equalises. Cedric Main. Huge celebration to the FC dugout. A big hug. Just for a moment, he took his time, Swampy. I thought he was taking too much time, but he composed himself and placed the shot perfectly. 1-1.
It's one of those where you're thinking he's had two opportunities and he's fluffed both of them. That time, third time, lucky, he's drilled it into the back of the net, and it's a deserved equaliser.
Keep your Tuesday night indeed. Free for a few minutes.
And now Blythe now geeing themselves up. Both sides looking to win this game, you would think. FC probably will be the one who prefer the draw, but they will look to win the game as well. Ennis now back with Jones. Jones switches the play to Matty Rain. Matty Rain has it now, still midway inside Blythe territory, halfway line. Dodd now. Can he find a penetrating run? He finds a square ball. Referee looks at his watch. Out to the right-hand side. Wanaka. Can he get across it? Have we got a final moment of drama? Wanaka back to Jones. Can he cross the ball? Plays it in field. Wanaka on the turn. Just outside the box now, Wanaka. And now the cross has got to go from Jones. And it's blocked. And it's a draw. And Blythe Spartans 1, FC United 1. And as I say, both these teams' names will go into the hat for the third qualifying round on Monday, and FC United a draw, the least they could hope for.
Interesting looking at the body language of Neil there. He's disappointed. He's disappointed not to come away with the actual victory here this afternoon. Plenty to be positive about. Good play, all-round play from FC United and Manchester. I'm sure the Blythe supporters would wholly support that. You know, a draw, if not a victory for FC, was probably deserved. Lots of good work rate, lots of good quality. A couple of mistakes, as you'd expect. We are playing Northern Premier League football. But overall, I think a long journey. FC United weren't undone by the fact that we didn't actually get out of the coach till 5 minutes past two. And they've done themselves very, very proud.
Great response from the FC fans behind the goal to our left. Drew Baker drops down.
Well, quickly, man of the match, do we... I have mine. I know who's my man of the match is.
I'm going to say
Potts.
Potts, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
No.
Paul.
You can't give Potts.
Paul. Is Paul still here? Paul.
It's got to be Potts.
It's got to be Potts.
What's your rogue vote?
Aaron Morris put in an absolute shift. Was instrumental in a number of excellent decision making in the final third, which was really difficult to defend. He defended superbly well. He very rarely gave the ball away, and again working from the back there, I thought he was absolutely superb again this afternoon.
Oh, I think you're right. I think that Potts though nudges it for me because he was
everywhere.
I think Drew Baker had a great game as well at the back.
The difference is, you've got to remember, if you're playing a central midfield role, you are going to be everywhere. If you're playing centre-half and you're actually playing centre-forward, you're going to get an absolute rollicking off your manager, so you've got to play the position. Potts was excellent, don't get
Paul,
me wrong.
Paul, Blythe Spartans going forward, you know, they're up towards the top end of the National League North. Apart from a couple of the mistake for the goal, really, which is a bit statuesque defending, and a little... brief flurry towards the end there, we did defensively keep him at bay, didn't we?
I thought we did very well defensively for most of the game, but it's bizarre that we have such a remarkable record here at Croft Park. We're still unbeaten after six visits, and possibly our best chance, believe it or not, has gone, because Blythe have got better results at our place than they have here against us.
That said though, Paul, it is an away replay midweek.
we've just come up here on a Saturday.
And well, that's true. They've got the travelling this time, but
in all fairness to them, they're used to it, aren't they? Even if it's a Tuesday night game, they're in the National League North. They've got further afield to go.
Although,
to
be
well,
fair, the National League North started a bit later than the NPL. They're not
played
really
as many games.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
But you've got to say it's a good performance. Neil, as I say, I could see his body language as soon as the final whistle went. He's thinking, oh.
I think it was that last bit of. It just needed a quicker ball in. I think we did well eating the clock down to 4 added minutes at that point, but the ball into the box.
The thing is, though, I can understand that, but equally, if we'd thrown that ball into the box and the goalkeeper had just lobbed it forward and had scored, he would have been absolutely devastated.
Yeah,
so as a player, you've got to think, right, you know, what do we do? Do we just hold on to it and, you know, we can beat these at Broadhurst Park, you know, that's what we're thinking, or do we go gung-ho and try and get that winner and end up losing it and feeling deflated and going back on the coach where everybody is absolutely gutted because you put in a great performance. So I think on balance, you know, I mean, that last passage of play as well, there was about 15 passes and it was good quality passing, and, you know, they showed the qualities and, you know, only two saves of real note for Lavercombe. That was the save that he tipped onto the post and the ball that came across, he had to just palm away. But apart from that,
I think over the 90 minutes we were well worth a draw this afternoon.
Oh, no question.
The Blythe fans must have been watching that during the game going, well, these are pretty good, aren't they? And that's a big compliment, I think, given.
Well, it's a compliment to the style of football and the way we work.
I think they were poor this afternoon, Blythe, but it's whether they were allowed to play or not is the question.
I think they were happy to sit back a little bit initially.
The fans didn't like what they saw this afternoon, but there's no doubt about that.
But, you know, I mean, again, you know, they've got two or three very, very good players, of which Robbie Dale is one, but again, coming towards the end of his career. But you can see the quality in the player, can't you? That's the beauty of him. And it's nice to see that, you know, two top ten players in the all-time greats of Northern Premier League football on show this afternoon.
And, you know, Wadicker, I thought, was excellent. He's about six sort of kind of key touches where he took it round his man. He just gave short passes, and he really did make a big difference.
He did when he came on. I'm sure he sits there thinking, I wish I still had that extra yard of pace, because if he had that extra yard of pace, my goodness me, you know, that's why he's in the top 10 of all time at this level. But no, I think Neil's going to be very, very happy. Disappointed, but happy, but equally happy enough to go back on Tuesday to go at them and hopefully get a big crowd at Broadhurst Park against Blyth. And let's get into the next round.
As Neil's going to be joining us here in the main stand. Oh, we should say, just while Neil's coming up the steps, decisive substitutions made as well.
Yeah,
and it did take about 10 minutes to get used to it, but then we did finish the stronger of the sides, I thought, as a result. Because, like you say, Wadicker and Ennis certainly adding something.
Thought we were the stronger team from start to finish.
Well, Neil, Cedric Main, you gave him a big hug. You seemed particularly pleased about him finding the net.
Yeah, just prior to that, James, we tactically changed it. Charlie Ennis went to the 10, Cedric came out left, and a minute later he comes from the left and he gets the equalising goal. But I thought that was about our performance today. I thought we were excellent. I thought we dominated the football. We had created a great deal of chances first half, came out second half, and apart from Dan Lavercombe making a save and four or five corners at the end, which they should get being the home side, I thought we gave a really good account of ourselves today. And, you know, job's not done, it's half time, isn't it? You know, there's no point coming all the way up here, clapping the fans at the end of 90 minutes and then not finishing the job off on Tuesday. But it'd be a tough game. But either a good side, and they played to their strengths, and we had to be at our best today to get some out of it.
Certainly, I mean, I looked at you at the final whistle, and there was a little bit of disappointment in you, in your demeanour.
So what I thought on the balance of play, and, you know, the team was standing with the stats at half time, and kind of some of the opportunities that we created, we should have won the game or could have won the game. You know, I'm not saying their keepers made save after save, but I think when you dominate the football as much as that, it just comes down to that final decision in the final third. And I thought at times, especially in the second half, we were sloppy. You know, there were times that we've got full-backs overlapping or wingers and we just haven't picked the right ball out. But we did well to get in there. So, yeah, I'm disappointed. You know, disappointed for the groundsman, Jimmy. He's put a lot of work in. He thought he had a couple of days off next week, so he hasn't. He's back in the prep in the pitch. So, you know, that's for Jimmy.
The defence, really resolute. Aaron Morris and Drew Baker all the time developing understanding.
I thought, you know, as a back five, building on from what we did the other night with Lava coming behind and like Morris and Baker, and I know we've rotated it with Jones going in there, but he's probably found the more natural position in the centre midfield. Fullbacks in Donners and Dodd, you know, bouncing forward, it gives you a good platform. But what it does give you is when them fullbacks can break forward, they've got the pace to get back in as well. And we do a lot of work on our backline shape. I thought we caught them offside a couple of times in the first half, but we know that we pose threats. You know, they overloaded it in the first half, you know, with their wide men and tried to get the runners in. So we needed to change it slightly at half time. But you know, listen, we're still in the hat. We're still in the hat.
With a game like this against a team from the northeast, obviously, what's the preparation like from your perspective? Someone come up and see them? Do you just rely on videos? Or what's the synopsis of how you would deal with a game like this?
So I've got a friend who lives here. He sent me everything that I need to know, similar to what he did at South Shields. We've had two recordings of them. We've seen the highlights. We know all about key individuals like Robbie Dale, etc. But we needed to know how they play. And, you know, they have a game plan. I'm not going to say typical National League North football, but it's a strength and set pieces and going back to front quickly. So we've got to, like you just said, the word resolute. And it's a different style of football than we play. But it lends itself to a good game of football. And we knew, you know, if we didn't press high from the front, they hit the diagonal, Robbie Dale wins the first one, then the other runs from the midfield, and they caught us three or four times by doing it. But, you know, when you press as high as we do and you work as hard as we do, you need to at times turn to the bench. I did it against Bamber Bridge the other night, where you sacrifice an Ennis and a Warwick, and you bring on a Linnea and a Sinclair Smith. Today it was the other way around, and I think it worked well. And, you know, we've got to see who's fit now for Tuesday night and look at the recovery stats on the pods, and the 11 that are the fittest will go out on Tuesday night.
I mean, you broke the deadlock in the end, but they did seem well organised and certainly determined to get bodies in the way, which they did. Apart from that one time, is going to be the key, finding how we best unlock that back line of theirs.
They're not fifth in the National North for no reason. You know, they're a good side. They've had a couple of years of indifferent football, but like you said, they're organised, they're resolute, they're a good side, and take nothing for granted. You know, just because we've got them back at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday doesn't mean that's an automatic win for FC United. We're probably going to do the similar and more than what we've done today, because they won't want to go out of the FA Cup to a side lower than them, the banana skin. They'll come to us refreshed, got a couple of lads back in. So, you know, we've got to defend the same way. We've got to be brave, but we've got to impose our style of play like we've done today. We haven't changed, and you know, that's not us being egotistical or arrogant. That's the way we play, and we got some joy off it today.
Well, it's good on the eye. I'm sure. I mean, the Blyth supporters like their football. They've probably gone home tonight, and I think they'll be honest themselves. You know, we're the better team. We're FC United, the better footballing team. But a little bit of a stat. Fantastic here, FC United. Blyth have got a better record against us away from home than they do here. So again, we can put that to.
Yeah.
But it gives you 3 days for nightmares.
No, it does give me 3 days for nightmares. The thing is, you know, when we got to the first round last season, we had to kind of stumble our way at times. And, you know, we've had it hit in different form with a brutal game and, you know, two games. And now we've got another two games here. But you know, at the end of 90, 120 minutes or penalty, whatever happens on Tuesday, I'm sure the side that deserves to go through will do. And, you know, whichever side that will be, I hope it's our side. Then, you know, we deserve our place in the next round. But, well, like you say, for as poor as we were against Bootle, we were magnificent today. So it is our playing against sides league below you, because they raise again. We've raised ours today. We've got to raise it again on Tuesday and hopefully, you know, be victorious.
But have we raised our game today, or we're just playing off the back of a really good performance against Bamber Bridge, opposed to actually having to raise our game? Because you wouldn't know if you were a neutral here today that these two teams were in different divisions.
We're playing the way I want us to play. You know, you can see what we do. Split centre halves, get full backs high, get Potts and Jones on the ball, get it into the 10, get your wingers high. We do it every single game, and some days it works and you get all the plaudits. Some days you get criticised and people say you should be playing 4-4-2, you know. But it's about opinions, isn't it, football? And all we did today was play the way we play football, and we won't change that. You know, we won't change that. And at the end of the day, if one day that's not good enough, it's on me, it's not on anybody else. But, you know, it's attractive, it's a good style of play. The lads, the current squad, enjoy playing that way. We're not a massive side that booms the ball back to front. And we get, I think we get relatively a lot of joy off that. So great fans today, you know, to come all this way, in traffic as well on the way up, 3-4 hour journey, to not stop singing for 90 minutes. It's, you know, it's fantastic. To be managing this football club is amazing. See that away form is away, amazing. So I won't do a Guardiola. I don't want to get shut down here. It'd be great to see Broadhurst Park rocking on Tuesday night. A bit of 12th man for us. So hopefully we'll see everyone there on Tuesday.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking on Saturday. Let's hear now from the FC Live man of the match from the game with Blyth. Here's defender Aaron Morris.
One all in the FA Cup against the higher league opposition. We could have won it in the end, couldn't we?
Yeah, definitely. We knew coming into the game, they started the season well. I think they're up there in the top six, top five. So we knew it was going to be a tough game. But I think the majority of the lads, or all the lads, are disappointed that we've only come away with a draw, to be honest, after the 90 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we sort of like played really well sort of first half hour. Unfortunate incident led to their goal. I mean, it's a well-taken goal, you've got to say that. We looked a bit wobbly for about 10 minutes, and then we sort of like shored it up, basically got through to half time, and then came out second half. And, you know, I think you in particular were really busy. I mean, you were the SC Radio Man of the Match. You know, I mean, that last 5 minutes of the normal time, it was just a bombardment, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we felt we were on top first half. Like you said, first half now, and the goal came as a bit of a sucker punch, really, against the run of play, I felt. So yeah, it was tough to take, and it did set us back a little bit, but it was important. We got to half time 1-0 at least, and nothing worse. So then we got in at half time, regrouped, got us together, and we knew that if we stuck to how we played in the first half, we could definitely come away with something. Cedric's got the goal, great finish, well taken, coming from a high press that we said we wanted to work on. And then again, like you said, last 5 minutes we were under the caution. Spells like that are going to happen, especially when you are playing higher league, but I think we dealt with it quite well.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, they, you know, basically those balls coming over, they look so dangerous. I mean, you've got to credit Blythe, basically. They do it, and they do it well, you know, but you cope with it, you know, and basically manage to keep it. I mean, there's a couple. I mean, Lavercombe, I don't know if he had based in the first, in the second half, first half, based that save down to his left was world class.
Brilliant, yeah, and he's done that a couple of times in the last few games where he might not have had much to do all game, and then he's pulled out a wonder save, really, and that's what he's there for, and we know we can count on him, so we're happy with that,
Okay, well, we'll see you again Tuesday for the replay.
Yeah, definitely.
And congratulations once again.
FC Live Man of the Match from Saturday, Aaron Morris there. And the draw for the third qualifying round took place on Monday lunchtime, and either FC United or Blyth Spartans have been drawn away to National League North side Guiseley. But to play that tie, FC must overcome Blyth Spartans on Tuesday night in the replay. This match will be pay on the gate with a 7:45pm kickoff. £12 for adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s, and under 5s are free with a paying adult. But if you cannot make this game in person, then the FC Live team will be there. They'll be going to air live on Tuesday evening from 7:30pm. Online on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on your radios on North Manchester FM 106.6 FM. But that's it for this week's This Club Was My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.